Medical scientists worldwide are encouraging people to eat more fish. Most American diets are low in cold water fish that are abundant in important omega-3 oils. DHA and EPA are the vital components of fish oil that provide healthy benefits. Not only are they crucial for brain and vision development, they're very important for cardiovascular health. Carlson, America's leading Norwegian fish oil brand, specializes in both great-tasting soft gels that are easy to swallow and fish oil liquids that don't taste fishy. That's right. Carlson provides the most extensive line of fish oils to meet all your needs. You can take Carlson fish oils with confidence, for Carlson fish oils are tested for purity, potency, and freshness. Ask for Carlson Norwegian fish oils today. That's right. Ask for Carlson Norwegian fish oils today.
U-Theory is a family-owned and operated supplement brand on a mission to inspire wellness in all. From farm to shelf, quality is at the heart of our products made in Southern California. Try new U-Theory Daily Fat Burner for healthy weight management. U-Theory Turmeric to support healthy inflammation response. U-Theory Collagen for hair, skin, nails, tendons, and ligaments. And Ashwagandha to help reduce stress, boost overall well-being and clarity. U-Theory, made for all of you.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. Here's to Your Health discusses the current thinking in wellness, bringing you the most influential thinkers in beauty, fitness, and longevity. Your host, Joshua Lane, was part of the Dr. Ann Wigmore team that helped bring wheatgrass, sprouts, and raw foods to a worldwide audience. And now the host of Here's to Your Health, Joshua Lane.
Welcome to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. And I'm very happy to say that I have the president and publisher of Skyhorse Publishing on with us today. His name is Tony Lyons. And Skyhorse is one of the fastest-growing independent book publishers in the United States. And what I like about them, well, I like reading their books, but they publish topics that I feel are important, that are being ignored or, to some extent, suppressed by mainstream publishers and mainstream media. I'm very happy to say that Skyhorse has given me excellent books by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. of Children's Health Defense, Judy Mikovits, PhD, great work, Kent Heckenlively, other important, careful researchers on subjects that I feel are of importance and the perspective I feel is accurate. So I'm very happy that Tony Lyons has given me so many influential and careful thinkers about wellness whose ideas are being suppressed by the mainstream. Let me just also mention this. Tony Lyons, there was a piece done on him and Skyhorse Publishing by Vanity Fair, which is usually a fun publication, and they really hated all the stuff that he's doing. They hated Robert Kennedy. They hate Judy Mikovits. They hate Kent Heckenlively. It's really sad to see that. But anyway, so Tony Lyons, welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have you on. So you are the president and publisher of Skyhorse. So please tell the listening audience, tell us about Skyhorse Press. What's the focus?
Yeah, so, you know, we publish something like 500 books a year in all different categories. But the focus on the political and health side is to, you know, bring to the public both sides of important stories. And, you know, more and more we see that only one side of a story is brought to the public. So in the case of The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you see that, like, you know, this is the best-selling book in America now. It's number one on Amazon. It was a number one USA Today bestseller, number one Wall Street Journal bestseller, etc. But it's not covered anywhere in any major newspaper in the country. I mean, it's just a total media blackout. And yet, you know, many of those same places find time to write hit pieces about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You know, much like the piece that they wrote on me for publishing these kinds of books. So the playbook is to sort of attack the author or the publisher, but not address any of the claims that are made in the book.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Our guest is Tony Lyons, and Tony Lyons, I'm happy to say, is the president and the publisher at Skyhorse Publishing, and I've had many of their authors on my show because the authors really, in my opinion, because I'm pretty careful on this show, I'm very careful, it's my show, these authors have something to say that's intelligent and accurate, and yet they're being suppressed by the mainstream or even banned by the mainstream. And just by way of historical perspective, please remember that James Joyce, the author James Joyce, his book Ulysses was banned in the United States. I mean, you know, they couldn't get that published. Ulysses, a classic, important piece of work, was banned. Other books that have been challenged or banned, this is going to catch you by surprise. The Catcher in the Rye, which was a book we probably all read in high school, and it was a very good book, that was the most censored book in high schools and libraries in the United States between 61 and 1982. It's really kind of surprising. The Color Purple by Alice Walker was banned. Beloved by Toni Morrison was banned. The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald was banned. And Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. So really, the works that Tony Lyons of Skyhorse Publishing publishes for us are works that I think will be seen in the future as being important, accurate, influential scientific and cultural pieces that for whatever reason are currently taking it on the chin. So I really support Skyhorse Publishing because the work has been remarkable. Tony, I hope that I don't want to sound like a puff piece, but I'm really happy with the things you publish.
Thanks so much. You know, it is fascinating because when you talk about politics or public health, you know, if you have a better argument, you don't really need censorship. I mean, censorship is just blocking the public from even hearing these arguments and these descriptions of how things work and what, you know, what some corrupt institutions and pharmaceutical companies are actually doing. So you can't make a rational kind of assessment of the world if you can't even read the arguments. So, you know, clearly, like I said, if you had a better argument, you could easily make that argument and you wouldn't need censorship. And so the fact that these kinds of books are censored and that, you know, powerful people don't want you to read them, you know, ought to lead people to sort of wonder, why is it that they, you know, in a democracy where they're supposed to be free speech as the First Amendment to the Constitution, you know, why is it that we're, you know, that so many people are trying to prevent us from getting this information?
You know, I agree with that. That's very nicely said. You're right. They won't need to censor us or censor Robert Kennedy or Judy Mikovits or Ken Heckenlively. They wouldn't need to censor them if they had better arguments. They could say, no, listen, we can punch holes in their arguments. And I noticed that they try to attack Judy Mikovits and also Robert Kennedy and Heckenlively for their opposition to thimerosal or mercury in vaccinations when the World Health Organization says the human body, there is no safe tolerance for mercury. It's amazing that they would attack them on something that really, you know, there's scientific consensus on. But you're right. They're just attacking them because they really, by imposing censorship, I guess they can feel they can get greater market share selling their products. Is that really it? Is it the pharmaceutical industry that really is one of the areas where you feel that they really are causing problems for the American people?
Well, they're definitely causing problems. And, you know, part of the problem is that, you know, there's this incredibly complex web of financial entanglement that's covered in the book, but it's, you know, and it's really well covered in this book. I mean, this is a book, it's a 200,000 word book with 2,194 citations. So there's an incredible amount of how the world has worked over the last 50 years that you can learn about in this book. But, you know, some of the entanglements are really easy to see. So if you're watching a TV show and you see advertisements for pharmaceutical products, and then you look at the point of view that that TV show has, or if you see in a newspaper advertisement for for various drugs from various pharmaceutical companies, you know, that ought to make you think, you know, why does the newspaper or the TV show or the network, you know, have a political point of view? You know, is it tied to their advertising? And it seems to me that it clearly is.
Right. Yeah. No, I think it is. I agree with you. Our guest is Tony Lyons. And Tony Lyons is the publisher and the president at Skyhorse Publishing. They have some really great books out. And let me mention this. So these books have been well received. Tony, how many New York Times bestsellers has Skyhorse put out?
We've had, I believe that The Real Anthony Fauci is the 58th New York Times bestseller that we have in print now.
50. Okay, so obviously you are striking the chord with people who like to read. So to have 58 New York Times bestsellers shows that you are an influential, I'll use the word cultural arbiter. Your publication, you know, Skies Publishing is important. May I ask, could you tell us how many copies of the Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. have been sold to date?
So the book has been out for, you know, a little bit over 4 weeks now. I guess this is the fifth week, and it's in all formats. It sold about 500,000 copies.
Oh, so, wow.
And, you know, to put that in perspective, you know, you can usually make the New York Times bestseller list by selling, you know, 10 or 15,000 copies of a book. You would make the bottom of the New York Times bestseller list. So
right.
Many people think that the numbers are much higher. But, you know, one of the things that's fascinating here is that, you know, even the New York Times bestseller list has censorship kind of baked into it, meaning that they have a kind of an algorithm that leads that list to be more like a New York Times recommended reading for the week.
Mm-hmm.
So they take into account sales. So they, you know, they look at the top selling books, but they don't do it strictly by the numbers. And, you know, one of the fascinating things in the first couple of weeks of the publication of The Real Anthony Fauci was that a book that the New York Times was part of, that was written by a staff writer at the New York Times, part of a project that was partially funded by the New York Times, became the number one New York Times bestseller for those 2 weeks, even though it sold far fewer copies than The Real Anthony Fauci did.
Right, right. So actually, I'm guessing that in 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years from now, people will judge your work much more favorably, and you'll probably have a very comfortable niche in history, American cultural history, for the forward-thinking aspect of the books you're publishing. But right now, I guess you are taking it on the chin. I was a little surprised how the Vanity Fair piece, and Vanity Fair usually just is kind of, you know, lighthearted, fun stuff, that they really attacked you. They really went after you. You seem to make them very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know, they seem to think that you know, books should be published to sort of like fit the beliefs that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So they seem to have kind of a misguided view of why people ought to read books. So people shouldn't just read books to confirm all their biases. People should read books that are dangerous, that are irritating to them, that make them think about things that they haven't yet challenged themselves with. And when you think of authors like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Kent Heckenlively and Judy Mikovits, I mean, these are people who have all done work that doesn't benefit them in any way.
Right.
They have no conflict of interest.
Right.
They're not doing it for the money. They're all actually losing money by doing research and doing work and bringing information to the public that powerful people don't want the public to hear about.
Right.
And so they're doing that at great peril and expense in all ways to their own lives. And, you know, that's that's what book publishing ought to be, that people ought to say what they believe, even if it, you know, contradicts every kind of mainstream narrative. And people ought to want to read those books because these are books that they might learn from. They can't just turn on the television set and hear these kinds of stories. They have to go to these kinds of books written by these brave people. And, you know, the public should be grateful to people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Kent Heckenlively and Judy Mikovits. And, you know, to a great extent, what we're seeing is that censorship doesn't work. You know, is that when the most powerful voices in the country are kind of telling you that you can't read a book, and failing to address the arguments and failing to contradict them, that actually does lead people to want to buy books. And, you know, that's why The Real Anthony Fauci has been so successful, and Judy Mikovits' books have been very successful, Plague of Corruption and Ending Plague, and Kent's most recent book is The Case Against Vaccine Mandates. And, you know, so, but there's another part to the work that Skyhorse has been doing is that we really want people to be able to see both sides of the story. So in some cases, we only present one side because the mainstream story is out there, so you don't have to tell that. But in the case of vaccine mandates, we did a book called The Case for Vaccine Mandates by Alan Dershowitz, and then we did The Case Against Vaccine Mandates by Kent.
Right.
So, you know, and then we, you know, set them up to debate in any place that would let them do that. So there haven't been many takers. But the point is that this is a democracy. We're supposed to have freedom of speech. There has to be dialogue and debate. And that's where you get closer to, you know, real science. But also, that's how you really, you know, get to call yourself a democracy.
Right. Right. I'm very happy to say that our guest has been Tony Lyons. And Tony Lyons is the president and publisher of Skyhorse Publishing. And they have published some very important books on health and healing. And also they have books on sports. They have books on the environment. They have books on cooking. They have a lot of very good books. They've kind of taken the publishing world by storm. It's impressive. And I'm happy to say that Tony mentioned that Robert Kennedy's new book, The Real Anthony Fauci, has sold more than 500,000 copies, despite being kind of banned and not covered everywhere. It's amazing. So Tony Lyons is doing some excellent work, and so is Skyhorse Publishing. This is Josh Lane. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Medical scientists worldwide are encouraging people to eat more fish. And most American diets are low in important omega-3 oils. Omega-3 oils are the vital components of fish that provide numerous health benefits. Carlson Elite Omega-3 Gems supply concentrated amounts of these omega-3 oils that are needed to support vision, brain function, and a healthy heart. Each great-tasting Carlson Elite Omega-3 Gem Soft Gel contains 1,250 milligrams of fish oil from deep, cold-water fish. That supplies a full 800 milligrams of omega-3s, all in only one easy-to-swallow soft gel. You can take Carlson fish oils with confidence, for they are tested for purity, potency, and freshness by an independent FDA-registered laboratory. Ask for Carlson Elite Omega-3 Gems at your favorite natural food retailer today.
U-Theory is a family-owned and operated supplement brand on a mission to inspire wellness in all. From farm to shelf, quality is at the heart of our products made in Southern California. Try new U-Theory Daily Fat Burner for healthy weight management. U-Theory Turmeric to support healthy inflammation response. U-Theory Collagen for hair, skin, nails, tendons, and ligaments. And Ashwagandha to help reduce stress, boost overall well-being and clarity. U-Theory. made for all of you.
Welcome to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane, and I'm happy to say that I have Charles Partito, who has an herbal supplement or cleansing company called Ijuva, which is it's an important concept, cleansing of the bowel. And I'm happy to say that Charles is well-liked. Such influential people, influential thinkers in wellness, such as Gabriel Cousins, the MD, who's been a guest of the show three times, likes Charles's products and work. My mentor, Victoris Kolvinskis, who worked closely with Ann Wigmore, had Hippocrates in Boston in the 70s, 80s, a mentor of mine, a very influential thinker in wellness, likes Charles' products, as does the young guy, Dave Wolf. So, Charles Partito, welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Thank you, Joshua. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Happy to have you on. Now, your herbal cleanse company called Ijuva, you have cleansing kits. So please tell the listening audience, what is the value of cleansing kits?
Well, a value is the body tends to store things. And the reason it does, I'm going to back up here. Maybe that's not where I should start. A lot of people believe that the filters of the body, things like livers and kidneys and lungs, are specifically designed to handle toxic waste. And really, and I am a doctor. I earned a legal degree in something called a naturopath. Traditional Western doctors, for those that don't know, are known as allopaths or MDs. I am a ND, like Nancy David. And we have a lot different training, a lot of different ideas of how we earn our diseases, and we have a lot of different ideas of how to overcome those diseases. But in short, our filters are designed for something and do very well at eliminating something called metabolic waste. And that's a certain waste created by ourselves. And our filters are great. Like I said, they're great at dealing with them. They're made to deal with them. But something called toxic waste, which is foreign to our body doesn't deal with so well. And most of our bodies are lacking, generally, by a certain age and certain nutrients and certain vitalities. So the easiest way out, and what I mean by that, is the body is a master at energy conservation and trying not to exceed its, I almost want to call them daily limits, on its all its functionalities, the billions of things it does every second. So what it will do is it'll pick the easiest way out. And when it comes to storing toxic waste, the things in our foods that were and drinks that we're not supposed to consume, also we can just walk across the street and breathe in things that shouldn't be in our body as well. But the easiest way out is just to store them. And the body just has certain trash cans it places them in, and it doesn't remove them. What herbs tend to do is it forces the body to empty these trash cans, and that's one of the great things about doing a cleanse.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Our guest is Charles Partito. Charles has is a naturopath, and his company is Ijuva, E-J-U-V-A, and they're known for their herbal cleanses, and many people that I respect who are influential teachers in wellness like Charles' products. They're herbal cleansing products. Charles, I noticed that you have probiotics added to your herbal cleansing products. And that seems like a newer idea only within the past 10, 15 years. Because before that, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, I don't think people understood much about probiotics. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes and no. They were very studied. However, it just wasn't promoted. Ijuva is 25 years old, and we've been promoting probiotics for at least 25 years, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it is an important part to a cleanse. Now, it doesn't make the body cleanse, but there are those that believe that when you're cleansing, you're going to lose some probiotics, so we need to replace those. Also, we're all very short on those little guys. We need something like 5 or 6 pounds of those guys in our gut to actually have a healthy, functioning gut.
Hmm. Right. Yeah, no, people seem to realize that probiotics are immensely important. I'm glad to hear that your formulations, the Ajuva formulations, have them. So how do people start out using your formulations? Which one do you recommend first?
Well, it's a kit. It all comes in a kit. It's a 30-day cleanse. And the reason it's so popular among the people you mentioned is because there's no fillers, no binders, no excipients. And it's what's known as enzymatically alive. Now, to the people, the health gurus that you mentioned, like Gabriel and Victoria, it's really important to them and myself. Besides earning a degree as a naturopath, I earned another degree in something called food chemistry and its relationship to the human body. So what I learned there, I very much believe in, and it's very important to consume foods that are what's known as alive, and that means enzymatically alive. When we cook our foods over a certain degree, we kill the enzymes. So Ichuba is enzymatically alive, and it is very pure. There's nothing added to it. So that's not only that, but there's 96 different ingredients in it. So it's not just for the bowel. It's known as a full body cleanse. And anyway, the way you're supposed to consume it is you start it's a 4-week cleanse. Each week we call a phase. The first phase is where you simply wake up, consume the herbs as directed, and then go about your day as normal, which for most people, that's 3 meals a day.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's a pre-cleanse, and it's just acclimating your body to the herbs, etc. And from there, we go to phase two, in which you replace one of those 3 meals with the herbs. So during the second phase, you're consuming the herbs twice a day, and you're consuming 2 meals a day. And you do that until the third phase, at which time you again replace one of the meals with the herbs. So during that phase, you're consuming the herbs 3 times a day and eating 1 meal a day. Some people think if they've never cleansed before, oh, you know, I'm going to be hungry once a day. The herbs control that. It's been formulated so you don't get hungry. You can also consume juices because I'm going to back up a little bit here. When the body consumes food, it cannot cleanse. It has to work on digestion. It really can't do both at the same time. So when you consume solids, it has to break it down and do what it needs to do to get what it needs out of it. When you consume juice, it's already broken down for the body. So not only that, you get way more nutrients out of juice than solids because none of us really break down and assimilate foods properly. But when we do, but when we consume juice, we're getting all the nutrients. There's nothing for us to break it down, and we're getting it at wholesale, meaning it doesn't cost us any energy or any nutrients or anything to break anything down. It's all right there, and it's called digestion through osmosis. And so if you're eating only 1 meal a day in the third phase and taking 3 dosages of herbs during that day, that's a lot of cleansing to be done. Then the fourth and final phase comes around. Some people, if they're not accustomed to it, opt to stop right there. But most of us, like the Gabriel cousins and the raw foodists and the purists and all that, know they're probably going to feel better during the next phase than any of the other ones, and that's because it's a juice fast. So you're getting more nutrients than you ever have before because it's just pure juice, and you're consuming the herbs 4 times a day during that time. You're
right.
Taking a lot of herbs, you're juicing, and you're cleansing 24/7 during that last fourth phase. If you tried the fourth phase and the first phase, you'd probably experience all kinds of cleansing reactions and headaches and fevers, and you just wouldn't feel well because the body's dumping out too much toxins at once. That's why we start out slow we end heavy. In the last couple days, you just go back to phase two for a day, and then phase one for a day, and then you're done.
Well, that our guest is Charles Partito, who is the founder, the president of Ijuva, the herbal cleansing program, well-liked by people I respect, Gabriel Cousins, Victor Sklavinskas, Dave Wolf, many others, influential thinkers in wellness. I tell you, the ideas work very well. Now, Charles, when people are cleansing, do they notice that their skin improves?
It varies from person to person to person, and I believe that's because people have different levels of toxicity in them. Someone might have been a drug addict or alcoholic their whole life, while someone else ate pretty good compared to, most the American standards of diet. So it varies. That's the best, really, answer I can get. Now, most people feel very fine on it. They go to work. I mean, we have bus drivers. We have actually athletes that do it and train while they're doing it. It's not these uncontrollable urges to use the bathroom. There's certain herbs that we will not use, like senna, for example, because it's addicting, because it forces the body to go without warning. It's nothing like that. It is considered a very gentle cleanse, yet deeply effective. And most people will just go about their day as normal and finish out their day, whatever that may be. If you're going to work, if not, if you're going to work, sometimes people will prepare their juices in advance, take them to work, or there might be a juice bar nearby that they go to and get their juice. But we definitely recommend juicing with it and not pasteurized juices. We are big believers in the enzymes and the nutrients involved when it's a fresh pressed juice.
Right, I agree. Our guest is Charles Partito, a naturopath, who's the founder, the formulator for Ijuva, the herbal cleansing formulations that are well-liked. Charles, how can listeners of Here's to Your Health contact you to find out more about the Ijuva products? That's E-J-U-V-A, the herbal cleansing products.
Our website, ijuva.com, E-J-U-V-A.com. And then there's our phone number, obviously. It's a 909 number. 496-3252. And if you don't mind, I was going to mention, besides cleansing, we believe, the type of doctor I am, believe that the main two causes of diseases are toxicity, which the cleanse eliminates from the body, as well as nutritional deficiencies. We call it health through the mail, and we test people. We send the test kit to their house. In return, they send their samples back to our lab. Tell them exactly which vitamins, which minerals are deficient. We can tell them if their glands are working okay, if it's with candida or parasites or heavy metals. The list goes on and on and on what this test actually tests for. And as a result, we give them a list of suggested supplements, might be probiotics or whatever, various vitamins or minerals, whatever the test dictates they need, a list of perhaps cleanses, because we sell other cleanses for killing candida and or parasites. We also have a heavy metal cleanse. But to me, it's not, there's a lot of people that just kind of lecture and say, hey, you need these vitamins and minerals that I sell, but they don't know anything about you. And so really it's just a guessing game until you test somebody. That's why I don't list supplements for sale at ijuva.com. I list the test, and the test dictates what's needed, and then they'll get a book of recommendation, a tailored program to their body's specific needs, and the other things that, you know, that they might need to do in regards for their body to gain health again. And we've had some, if we can call it luck, amazing luck at reversing minor ailments to deadly diseases. There's tens of thousands of people that have done this testing, health through the mail, and we've had a high patient success rate.
That sounds very, very good. Our guest has been Charles Partito, the formulator of Ejuva, that's E-J-U-V-A, and they have an herbal cleansing program. And you can contact Charles directly by calling 909-496-3252. That's 909-496-3252. Ejuva, well-liked by people that I respect. Ejuva. This is Josh Lane. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Have you had your Carlson Norwegian fish oil today? Decades ago, scientists discovered why Greenland Eskimos maintain healthy hearts despite their high-fat diets. The high level of omega-3 oils in their seafood diet protected their hearts. Carlson Norwegian fish oil provides those important omega-3 oils. The same omega-3s from cold water fish support maximum brain power, immune strength, joint comfort, and our vision, too. Carlson, the very finest fish oil, is a valuable source of the important omega-3s EPA and DHA. Each teaspoon provides a full 1,600 milligrams of omega-3s. And its purity is guaranteed. Try it on salads and popcorn. It tastes like lemon, not fishy. Ask for Carlson, the very finest fish oil, at finer health food stores today.
U-Theory is a family-owned and operated supplement brand on a mission to inspire wellness in all. From farm to shelf, quality is at the heart of our products made in Southern California. Try new U-Theory Daily Fat Burner for healthy weight management. U-Theory Turmeric to support healthy inflammation response. U-Theory Collagen for hair, skin, nails, tendons, and ligaments. And Ashwagandha to help reduce stress, boost overall well-being and clarity. U-Theory, made for all of you.
Welcome to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane, and I'm happy to say that my guest is Scott Tipps, and Scott is the president of the National Health Federation, and Scott is a regular contributor to the show. And the National Health Federation, one of the oldest wellness organizations in the United States, been around, founded in the 1950s, is doing now and has been doing for a long time important work to protect consumers, not only in the United States, as it turns out, but worldwide. Scott Tipps, welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hi, thank you, Joshua. And let me just add one thing. The National Health Federation isn't just one of the oldest health freedom organizations in the world. It is the, with capital letters, oldest health freedom organization in the world. Been around for 66, almost 67 years now. They actually predate the Codex Alimentarius Commission and other international organizations. But our mission, you pretty much described pretty well, actually, in previous broadcasts and this one. That is, we try to safeguard the health and health freedom of everyone in America, not only in America, but actually throughout the world. Because despite our name, National Health Federation, we are international in scope, global in scope.
And so our guest is Scott Tipps, who's the president of the National Health Federation. Scott, so you, except you know, now the pandemic's on, so I guess a lot of the meetings have been canceled, but you go to the meetings in Europe, and you defend the rights of consumers around the globe. I always like to mention the important work that your organization, that you have done on reducing or eliminating aluminum in products, aluminum, which is very toxic to the body. And so that is one of the, I think, real achievements that the National Health Federation has given us as consumers. What are you working on now that is important for us to know?
Well, the most recent thing is we just obtained, on the 13th of December, 2021, we just obtained the release of David Noakes, our NHF chairman, actually, from French prison. He had been held there for 18 months because he actually, not because he harmed anyone other than Big Pharma, not because he had any complaints lodged against him by anyone other than Big Pharma, not because he was a greedy, money-grubbing guy. In fact, he donated 25% of his products to needy people so they could get well from cancer and other serious diseases and disease conditions is simply that he got in the way as competition for the $200 billion a year cancer industry. And so they threw him in jail, in prison, and we finally were able to get him out. And in fact, just before this show started, I was just talking with him, and I think as you were giving the introduction, he called me again, and I missed his call, but it's okay. I'll call him right after this program. He has to stay in France until at least February 28th, when the court announces its decision, final decision, from the appeal. What happened is that he had already had a trial in the UK on essentially the same thing, so I think double jeopardy applies here, but the French have argued that it doesn't because it's a distinctly different period of time in which the alleged acts of distributing this product called GCMAF, it's a glycoprotein macrophage activating factor that every healthy human being produces. You, Joshua, produce it, I produce it, and probably the technical people behind the scenes here produce it. But what happens is somewhere along the line, either because of stress or a overwhelming attack upon the body, and the introduction of an enzyme called NAGLase that inactivates GCMAF, people can start growing cancer tumors and having other health conditions. It really treats about 86 different diseases and disease conditions. But what happens is if you have properly prepared GCMAF and you give a small injection of it, about a nanogram, that's one billionth of a gram, you give a nanogram injection, and usually for people with stage 1 or stage 2 cancer, you do this twice a week. If they're in a more advanced state, then you do it once or twice a day. And it's far less expensive than chemotherapy. It's about 1% of the cost of chemotherapy. And after about 30 weeks, it depends on the state of the cancer, of course, but after about 30 weeks on average, could be longer, could be shorter, the person is basically healed. I hate to say the word cured, but basically they don't have the life-threatening problem anymore. And they've had 100% success rate with liver and pancreatic cancer and a very high success rate with breast cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer. Any tumor cancer it works very well on, so long as the people follow a diet and as long as their immune system hasn't already been destroyed by chemotherapy. So this is what he was thrown into prison for. He actually helped heal about 10,000 patients, and the pharmaceutical industry is really angry at him because of that. And what happened is, interestingly enough, this is very funny, actually, because you don't see this really in the Anglo-Saxon courts. But in the French court, there was a pharmaceutical industry lawyer, the pharmacist union lawyer, actually, who attended every day of the original trial back in March of this year. And then the retrial on appeal that had just happened the week before December 13th. 6th, 7th, and 8th, and I attended every day of that retrial, as I did the trial by the lower court. But anyway, the pharmacist union lawyer was there. He gets to speak out, and he gets to tell the court how aggrieved his clients are because they didn't get their money that the GCMAF product blocked them from receiving. So they want 20,500 euros in fines against David Noakes and his co-defendants so that they can be made whole from their lost sales.
Wow.
Can you believe that? That takes some nerve.
Actually, it does take some,
like
it's funny. It's hard to believe, really. I believe you. I know it almost does seem kind of laughable, as though it's some sort of black comedy.
Right.
And what did the judge say to that?
Well, the decision will be known on February 28th.
Oh, I see.
right now what they've done is they had thrown David in prison for 18 months, but I have to hand it to this appellate court trio of judges. There's a woman presiding justice, and then there was a younger woman, and then a kind of an, not an old man, but an older man who probably was like on his way out retiring or something, and he's kind of leading the way and instructing the others. But the presiding judge was quite fair and actually treated David Noakes with kindness. There are other defendants, but their cases were separated from David Noakes' trial early on, and they will be tried in April of next year. But David's decision will come down on February 28th. So basically what the prosecution has asked for is to enlarge his prison term from 4 years to 7 years, to seize all his property that's in France, to keep it, you know, basically steal it, and to publish a notice of this huge victory by French justice in a newspaper of general circulation, such as Le Monde, and as a warning against any other interlopers around who might even dare to think about doing such a heinous crime as, or horrible crime as, David Noakes and his gang of swindlers, as the prosecution called them, did. You know, and the funny thing is, David has declarations galore from people who were treated and who say, quite correctly so, our lives were saved. I wouldn't be here writing this declaration today if it weren't for David Noakes, or others who said, I didn't have any money to pay for this, but David Noakes wanted me to get well anyway, and he, at his own cost, sent me packages, some of which were intercepted by the FDA, and he just kept sending them till some got through, enough got through, so I got well. And these are people who are treated from all over the world, and yet, after the English equivalent of the FDA, it's called the MHRA, after they shut down David's operations, like something like 200 patients who could no longer get GCMAF died, and but who speaks to them? You know, you just have the pharmaceutical industry with its grubby little hands out there saying, pay me for our lost sales of our very ineffective chemotherapy treatments that no one got because of David Noakes. Well, you know, chemotherapy, the effectiveness rate of that shown, what was it, the Journal of Oncology in...
is it 1%?
2014 or something. 2.2%, okay. I believe it is. Actually, there were two studies, an American study and an Australian study, and one of them showed it was 1.5%. The other was about 2.2 or 2.5%. I can't quite recall the figures right now off the top of my head, but in any event, they were single-digit figures, whereas the effectiveness of GCMAF injections, which, of course, have no negative side effects that anyone can really see, certainly no harmful ones, and the effectiveness rate, if you followed the diet, was extremely high, like 90%. But what happened is a lot of people wouldn't follow the diet, which is no sugar, low carbohydrate, high-dose vitamin D3, and a few other things like that, but that's the basis of the diet. And for those who followed the dietary regimen and got the injections of GCMAF, which are given with a diabetic gauge needle, I mean, gosh, you can barely feel them when they're given, they got better and better and better. This is the treatment that should be out there, but it's being suppressed by governments around the world, by the media, because they call it or highlight it as a fraud, when in fact the real fraudulent industry is the $200 billion a year cancer industry that poison, cut, and burn philosophy. And this is what we face now. So this high, high-quality GCMAF that was produced in Cambridge, the University of Cambridge, by British scientists, is off the market now. They aren't producing it anymore because of the FDA, the MHRA, and the French equivalent of the MHRA and FDA called Ocoleps, and their prosecution of individuals like David Nux.
Right. Our guest is Scott Tipps. Scott Tipps, the president of the National Health Federation, the oldest organization representing consumers for wellness in the world. And Scott is a regular contributor to the show. I'm always thrilled when Scott's on because information is so important. Well, Scott, it seems to me that David Nux is, you know, really been being treated very badly. Is there any kind of press about this? Is this being reported anywhere? Is there anything positive to this?
Well, it's being reported in Health Freedom News, that is our journal publication of the National Health Federation, and people can go online to our website, the-NHF, our initials, .com, and on the homepage, actually, there are three reports about the original trial, GCMAP trial update, and then the actual retrial, the appellate trial. And I have to say, David has been treated badly by the French justice system, except for the retrial, because the retrial, the judges actually listened to the evidence, they were sympathetic to David Nux, and they, I think they administered justice by releasing him right away. That day, he got out of prison, thanks to those three justices.
Wow.
So, and all his supporters, you know, out there who contributed to a great legal defense at this retrial.
Our guest has been Scott Tipps, who is a regular contributor to this show, to Here's to Your Health. And Scott is the president of the National Health Federation, and they do very good work. And you can contact them, you know, NHF, the National Health Federation. Really, I'm a big supporter, and actually I work with them a little bit. I'm on an advisory board, which means mostly I just put Scott on the radio and let Scott tell everyone what's going on, because if there's anyone who really knows what's going on in wellness in the world today to protect the consumers, it is Scott Tipps of the National Health Federation. This is Josh Lane. You're listening to Here's to Your Health. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these important messages.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
Many of the artist interviews for the latest from the greatest have been captured on audiobook. There is a volume 1 and volume 2. Great information and conversations with people in the industry and people surrounded by the industry, and of course the rock stars themselves.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and you're listening to the insane Daryl Wayne. And I said Wayne Insane.
You can find it on Amazon or Blackstone Audio. Search for The Latest from the Greatest from Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to the insane Daryl Wayne, aren't you?
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. If you have any questions about the guests or topics discussed tonight, please give us a call at 818-707-0005. That number is 818-707-0005. This is Josh Lane. On behalf of the cast and crew, I would like to wish you a healthy and safe good evening.
Medical scientists worldwide are encouraging people to eat more fish. Most American diets are low in cold water fish that are abundant in important omega-3 oils. DHA and EPA are the vital components of fish oil that provide healthy benefits. Not only are they crucial for brain and vision development, they're very important for cardiovascular health. Carlsen, America's leading Norwegian fish oil brand, specializes in both great-tasting soft gels that are easy to swallow and fish oil liquids that don't taste fishy. That's right. Carlsen provides the most extensive line of fish oils to meet all your needs. You can take Carlsen fish oils with confidence. For Carlsen fish oils are tested for purity, potency, and freshness. Ask for Carlsen Norwegian fish oils today. That's right. Ask for Carlsen Norwegian fish oils today.
U-Theory is a family-owned and operated supplement brand on a mission to inspire wellness in all. From farm to shelf, quality is at the heart of our products made in Southern California. Try new U-Theory Daily Fat Burner for healthy weight management. U-Theory Turmeric to support healthy inflammation response. U-Theory Collagen for hair, skin, nails, tendons, and ligaments. And Ashwagandha to help reduce stress, boost overall well-being, and clarity. U-Theory, made for all of you.